Okay, everybody. So welcome back. It's Thursday evening. So that means we are in the season of yet another Chalon Chabura. Usually after Shavuos, we're already slowing down. But this year, I think if anything, what we have learned from the experience that we're having is that we have a responsibility to go even further, that there's no slowing down when it comes to Torah. So Bezrat Hashem will go as long as we can. At some point here and there, maybe we'll break. We'll keep alternating between profiles in the pandemic. Some other historical figures who I think will play very important roles in the time of the year over the course of the summer, and some of the exciting shows that we're dealing with that seem to somehow relate to the Parsha. This week I want to bring up two as possibilities, and you guys will tell me what you want to discuss. Question number one, and it's funny how clear question number one happens to be. It's like funny how often it's come up in the last hour and a half, and we were prepared for it already beforehand. Here we go. I'm so excited that the outdoor minyanim are about to begin. I see that for safety, we're all being asked to bring our own siddurim to daven. Can I bring an umbrella if it's too hot? Can I hold it during davening? And what about using my smartphone? Can I daven from it or not? That's question number one. Umbrellas and cell phones. And of course, there must be some connection because we put it into the same group. So I'm curious to know what people think of that situation, what goes into it, right?
Except if you use your smartphone to daven, mm-hmm. Does that make it a phony davening?
Very good. So I have to take a look at that as we're going through the topic. We'll have to figure out, right? Okay. Question number two, and this is the other question for the week, also relevant, actually fascinating. This is a hard question for me to discuss, the speaker says to me. I am a Kohen who works in a nursing home administration. No one from our community, thank God, right? In the midst of the pandemic, I was diagnosed with COVID-19, as was part of my family. People at work were also diagnosed. Some of the patients passed away. Now, I can't figure out if I contracted COVID-19 from the nursing home or if I contracted it elsewhere and might be guilty of having given it to the residents. Can I continue to duchen or not? Okay, so we have the Kohen who's got the guilt over the nursing home, and we've got the smartphone and the minion, and he votes on which one we should deal with.
I like the smartphone and the minion.
Okay, any opposition? People in favor of... Okay, so then let's start with that one. If we have time, we'll get to the other one. You're showing me that chair. You have a vote, Jeff? No? Okay. So let's take a look. Let's go over the first question again. We'll get the elements, and we'll see what we can put together as we approach it. Person wants to know that he's being asked for safety to bring his own siddurim to daven from, right? And he wants to know, can he bring an umbrella if it's too hot? And can he hold it? We don't have places to put it down. Can you hold it during davening, right? And what about using a smartphone? Can you daven from the smartphone? So here's my question. What are some of the elements that we need to go into? Let's start with the umbrella question because it'll give us a bridge to the bigger topic of the smartphone. Mm-hmm. What are some of the issues? Now, Doc, you know what some of the issues are because you called me about one this afternoon.
Well, one issue, is it Shabbat or not?
Okay, that's actually an interesting issue. If it's Shabbos, we certainly would have a potential problem, right? What about if it's during the week?
I can't see a problem with an umbrella. You're 6 feet away from everybody, so you're not going to poke them in the eye.
Right. Anything that could be a problem with holding an umbrella while you're davening? Doc, any questions? About holding an umbrella? What could be a potential problem there?
Because you're concentrating on holding the umbrella instead of davening.
Okay, very good. So Devorah, if you remember from the daf, there's a Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos is on daf Chaf Gimel Amid Beis, where the Gemara says a person shouldn't hold things in his hands during davening, his or her hands. A person shouldn't hold tefillin in his hands, or she shouldn't hold the Sefer Torah in her hand when she's davening. In fact, the Gemara also adds that if you're going to hold a knife, a plate of money, or just a regular kappa, a regular clay plate, earthenware plate, those things would also be a problem, especially a china plate. So what's wrong with all of these issues? And Rashi comments and says, there's going to be a person 1,000 years from now whose name is going to be Avi Wenger. And Rashi and Avi Wenger are both going to say the same thing. And what is that? That if you're holding any of these things, it's going to ruin your ability to have kavana during davening. Why? Because if you drop them, right, you're going to be worried. If you drop it, what's going to happen? Well, if it's a Sefer Torah, if you drop it, you're going to be thinking, there goes having Dunkin' Donuts for breakfast. If you're talking about your tefillin, see above. But even if you're talking about a knife or a plate or money, you're worried. If you're going to drop that, bad things happen when you drop a knife. Like there are toes, and you want to be able to have those toes. Or there's a, if it's money, everything sort of breaks apart in, you know, when you're in that situation. So people don't necessarily like to have these things just haphazardly drop. And so therefore to hold it during davening sometimes presents a certain difficulty. Is that true with the umbrella or not? Is there anything difference between the umbrella in these cases or not?
So if it drops, you pick it up again.
No, you're saying Shmona Esrei. But go ahead, finish the thought, Tori. You're onto something.
Well, you're not worried about breaking it.
Bingo, right? So Dvorah says, well, wait a second. All these other cases, you're worried if you drop it, there's something bad is going to happen. Which means that actually while you're davening, you're not really davening. What you're really doing is like haphazardly saying the words, thinking, how soon before I put this item down, right? Maybe that's different than the umbrella, right? The Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis notes that there's also a difference. There was an old custom to hold your lulav during davening. Why? Because the idea that you have a competing issue, namely the lulav, right? You don't have to worry that that's going to compete because you're going to be able to daven holding the lulav. Now, that said, how do we paskin la halacha? Now you know the Gemaras. How do we paskin? So the Beis Yosef in Or HaChaim, Simen Tzadi Vav, brings a quote from the Truma Sadeshin, right? And he says the following. He says, you can't hold the Sefer Torah, because if you're going to hold the Sefer Torah, you're going to be too worried. You're going to drop it, and it's going to be an embarrassment. It's going to cause a problem. So the Truma Sadeshin says, that would apply not only to a Sefer Torah, but say even if you had a printed Sefer Kodesh, like, I don't know, a Gemara, right? You shouldn't hold the Gemara when you're davening, because what's going to happen? If you drop it, you're going to bend down to get up and kiss it. You're going to be worried about davening, about it instead of davening. What's the problem with that? The problem with that is that what happens when you go ahead and you daven? What do you normally do?
You hold the sitter.
So how could that be mutter? According to this Truma Sadeshin, right? Why aren't we working?
That's what I did when I davened tonight, and I was even a chazan, so I was holding the sitter as I was davening.
So maybe you shouldn't be able to do that. Maybe we shouldn't hold the sitter when we're davening because it's going to drop. It's going to fall down. So everyone's laughing because you're like, are you kidding me? Are you now, Truma Sadeshin, are you really seriously suggesting that you're not allowed to hold a sitter during davening? The answer is, I'm suggesting it, and you're all laughing. So the answer is, why? Why are you guys all laughing correctly, right? Why is it that we're allowed to hold a sitter, but I can't hold the Gemara?
I thought they assumed you're holding a sitter. So the question is, can you hold two books, a sitter and a Gemara?
No, why am I allowed to hold a sitter? If I can't hold the Gemara, I can't.
Because you're looking at the words, and that is enabling you to daven. Because if you wouldn't hold on to the sitter, you might not be saying the words in the right order or pronouncing the right letters in certain words.
Right. So this, my dear lawyer friend, Jeff Strash, is sitting right underneath me in the Zoom window. I'll say to you, this is a classic example where the letter of the law, you put together letters and you don't follow the flow of law, you wind up making a fool out of everything. And that's what Jeff would say. As a lawyer, we always have to do that. That's why law has to be interpreted both not only within the letters, but also within the spirit. So you just created this wonderful legal argument, Rabbi, but you don't remember that the legal argument you're making doesn't make any sense. Why? Again, what's the difference between holding the sitter and holding the Gemara? Answer, holding the Gemara, even if you're afraid you're going to drop it. What does it add to you in terms of your davening? So Dr. Wenger, it doesn't add anything to your davening, right? It doesn't. So all it is at best, it is neutral, and at worst, it's a distractor. So in that situation, put it down. Don't hold it during davening. But if I'm dealing with a sitter, right? If I'm dealing with a sitter, the whole purpose of the creation of the sitter in the first place is that it creates the kavana. It gives me a place to put my eyes. It gives me the words so that I don't have to remember the words. And so if I go ahead and proceed in such a situation, something that is used to create the environment of tefillah, not to interfere with the environment of tefillah, that is allowed to be done. And this is the suggestion that the Beis Yosef quotes in the name of the Trumas Hadeshen, right? And so therefore, as a result, the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadi Bav Sif Beis notes that obviously you can hold the sitter during davening since that's part of the tefillah itself. Now this leads to a fascinating idea. Something that is part of the davening. Well, I can't hear you. You're on mute. You have to unmute yourself if you want to comment.
Well.
There you go. Go ahead. What do you want to add?
No, nothing.
Oh, so now let's go back to our umbrella again. Why is the guy holding the umbrella?
To enhance the environment of prayer.
Right? You're holding the umbrella, right, to create the environment of tefillah. So even though it's an umbrella and you may drop it, but Rav Zilberstein from Bnei Brak, one of the great poskim of today, he comes out with this exciting idea. He says, you can hold an umbrella during davening because guess what's going to happen if you don't? The sun's going to be beaten on your head. I can't speak for the rest of you, but those of us who are follically challenged, a sun beating on our head really, really interferes with our ability to pay attention to davening. Says Rav Zilberstein, a weekday davening, Devorah is correct. We have to add that in. So weekday davening, a person would be allowed to hold that umbrella because it makes a person have better kavana, not worse kavana. Excellent. And so again, that brings us as the prelude to question 1A, can you hold an umbrella to protect you from the sun? Answer, 1,000% yes. Okay, so now this brings us over to the smartphone question. Why did I lump it together with the smartphone? So let's take a look. My friend Rabbi Leibowitz says to me, what you have to do when you approach a shayla is try to figure out what the positives and negatives are. Go ahead, Dvor, you want to say something?
Does it make a difference if you're holding the umbrella because it's raining?
What would the difference be?
Well, it's the same reason to create an environment under the umbrella so you can daven okay.
Right. So so would it make a difference? I think that if anything, that argues in the favor of assuming that it's the same. The only reason why it's different in our question and we only talked about protection from the sun is because if it rains right now in our outdoor minion system, there is no minion.
There's no minion. Okay.
So, but it would still be relevant. And the person who asked the question because it's still relevant in the sun. And it's obviously not relevant on Shabbos. So therefore, that moves in a certain process. Okay. So now let's.
So right now, you could see me and hear me.
Right.
And I could go check my email while you could hear me and see me, and I'm doing my email. Or you could see me and hear me, and I could open up my sitter on the phone and use that to daven.
Right. So therefore, Doc's raising another, he's looking at the smartphone from two sides. So are you trying to tell me that's a benefit or a pitfall? Is that, Dr. Wenger is pointing out, Dr. Wenger is pointing out that, wait a second. You know, if I use my smartphone, therefore I could be distracted, I guess, was the first point you were making up, right? That you were
No. Other people could see me and hear me I look at the sitter app.
So therefore, I'm not sure which way you're going with that. Explain. Give me a little bit more. Is that a reason to allow it or not allow it? What's the basis of your argument?
It's a reason to allow it from the question that I texted you.
Oh, so to get, can I share that with everybody else?
You can.
Okay. So earlier today, Dr. Wenger and I were talking about creating a Zoom for people who cannot participate in the actual minyanim right now. Can we go ahead and create a Zoom? So one of the things I said to him is if somebody has unlimited data, all we would have to do is find a place to hold whatever it is that we're using to broadcast. If people wanted it, yeah, they could, if it would help with their tefillah. You know, Rabbi Teit said you can't say Kaddish from the other side of the Zoom. In other words, if you're not with the minyan, you can't say Kaddish. But it sounds like many poskim are of the opinion that one would be able to answer Amen. And certainly I could say to you that my tefillah sounds better when I'm among other people. I think I concentrate better. I also get up a little bit later because Nate's these days is a killer, right? But as you guys know as well. But so we had discussed that issue. We'll bring it back into our context here. It's kind of important. Let me ask you a question. What would be, other than Dr. Wenger's reason, are there any other reasons why one should be allowed to daven from a smartphone? What would be some of the positives?
So if a person's not sure of all the words he has in Siddur app, he could use that to enhance his davening.
Yes, but maybe I shouldn't use that. Maybe I should use a Siddur, which isn't a Siddur app.
But you're out on the road, you're out in the street, and all of a sudden you see it's time, I'm going to miss minutes.
Okay, so one thing is you always have a Siddur with you because people always carry it with you. The second thing Dr. Wenger pointed out, but you know, sort of on the side, is a Siddur is great if you have enough lighting. But if you don't have enough lighting, the greatest Siddur in the world is not going to help you. But you know what will help you?
A smartphone.
A Siddur app, because the Siddur app has that backdrop lighting. So, right. You know, that would be two benefits. Three, I think most of the Siddur apps have a following benefit, depending on how advanced it is. It automatically puts in the proper davening for the day. So, like, you know the classic question, do I say v'sein talo mata levracha, or do I say v'sein bracha? Am I supposed to say alav yavo today? How about tachnun, right? All of those things, if you're davening from a Siddur app, the app automatically just tells you, do this.
Right.
And it generates the maybe that's a good thing, right? You certainly don't get that from the... you know, from the process. And so my friend Rabbi Leibowitz also mentioned one other issue. And when he says, what's that? He says, some people, if you show them a full page, they start thinking about, it's too much, can't concentrate. I have to say, as a little kid, I always remember Yom Kippur from those big red machzorim, the Philip Birnbaums, you know, you pick it up at Rosh Hashanah, you're like, oh my gosh, there are 919 pages, right? How are we going to get through this? And so, you know, you spend the whole time just counting how many pages left, right? And I'm not going to put anybody on the spot, but it depended on who was davening for the Amid in your minyan as to how fast those pages turned. And then remember the Gemara today when we were talking about how Yitzchak Avinu fights with God and says, well, most people live 70, you cut it this way, you cut it this way. So you'd start negotiating with yourself. Yeah, it's 919 pages, but half of them are English, so it's really only half that amount. And then you turn around and you say to yourself, well, half the Masor is Rosh Hashanah, so maybe it's, and then all of a sudden, it's like 2.5 hours later, you move 4 pages in the Masor, and you're like, yeah, this is going to be a killer. So, you know, the bigger the Siddur is, the bigger, sometimes it drives you crazy. Right? And if you see just a small amount, okay, so when I finish this, I'll go on to the next thing. These are the potential positives that come out of looking at the possibility of using a smartphone app. You know what one of the potential negatives is? Well, we mentioned it before, and that's why I put in the question about the umbrella together with this question. And why is that? When you hold a Siddur, you need that for Kavanah. You're not going to be worried that it's going to drop. You try very hard not to drop it, but you're not going to be worried, right? So you're just going to use it in daven. But how many times do people go, my smartphone, did I crack the screen? Right? I can say on my block alone, it happens at least once a week. Thank God it hasn't happened to me yet. But people freak out about their smartphone. And so maybe a person has to worry that, unlike this sitter, which we discussed, unlike the umbrella question that we discussed before, so you dropped your umbrella, big deal, right? You can always buy an umbrella. Go into a Dollar Tree, you'll be able to find it for a dollar, right? Maybe $3, maybe $5. But unless it's raining outside, $56. It's like masks and gloves, right? Once a pandemic starts, you know, all of a sudden, you know, you could be, you know, involved in the business. You can't find a box of masks for under $350, right? But other than that, most of us don't have that problem, right? You know, and that's where things start rocking and rolling. So the so as far as we're concerned, maybe a person has to be concerned when it's a smartphone. Second issue, can a person hold a smartphone when you're davening? Yeah, you know, for the ways that you're using that smartphone app, isn't it going to be a distraction? Listen, Dr. Wenger says he wants to be able to bring people up on his screen as he's davening. Wait a second. Then who am I davening to? Am I davening to Hashem? Am I going to be so focused on the extra app, the Zoom that's running?
Maybe except that. I can't see the people that are Zooming. I'm looking at the Sitter app.
So let me tell you what I'm doing right now. Right? And then this is my grand fear of Zoom. I'm checking to make sure that the recording light is on because I have to upload it to the website. I've got my notes and I'm checking to make sure nobody's in the waiting room trying to get into our shiur while I'm talking to all of you guys. And by the way, both my phones are buzzing at the same time. Let me tell you something. If I didn't have my notes in front of me for these shilas, I'm pretty sure I'd be pretty distracted right now. And by the way, thank God we've been doing this for 11 weeks, because the first week, as those of you who are here remember, I was doing a terrible job, right? And so maybe on my smartphone, if I've got Zoom running and I'm holding it in my hands, right, I'm going to be like worried. I don't want the other people on the Zoom to be lost from the minion. It's way too distracting. And maybe that's the same thing with the smartphone too. I have to tell you, I've been thinking personally that when we finally get back into that wonderful building to be able to go even further towards our step to Gula, I for one am seriously considering leaving my smartphone and my phones in a different place. Just that because I think that when we get back to shul, we have to make certain changes. We can start to appreciate the structure itself and the idea of Tefillah B'Tzibur. Did you see how excited people have been when they finally get a chance to daven B'Tzibur again? I think that spirit has to come back into place. And why am I so upset about smartphones? I love smartphones, right? They're so helpful. That's exactly the problem. Because the smartphone is so helpful, you reach for it, right? And I did, right? Even tonight, just to make sure that we had passed the Shkia by the time we finished Mincha so that we could daven Ma'ariv right away. Right? We reach right away. Well, if it's in the middle of davening, it's a potential problem, right? Maybe that's not the ideal. So let's start backwards, right? Let's work with the idea as to whether one could use a smartphone if it's going to be a distractor. Gemara Brachos, Daf Hamad Beis, where the Gemara says that when you're davening, we have a responsibility to protect ourselves from being distracted. So therefore, ideally one tries to face a wall or among the trees. Now that's not a true lahalacha because as you see in a minute, there aren't enough walls, right? There may be a lot of social distancing, but in most shuls and even in parking lots, we can't have a wall in front of every single person. But the Gemara says that a person shouldn't have anything that separates between him and the wall during davening. The Beis Yosef in Or HaChaim Simen Tzadi says that the concern is there should be nothing that's a distractor. If you remember a couple of weeks ago, we entertained the question as to whether one should have artwork on the front walls of a shul because there's a potential problem that it would be distracting. Well, the Shulchan Aruch over here in Or HaChaim Simen Tzadi Sif Chaf Aleph notes that the halacha, a person should be careful not to have something that in front of him during davening that could possibly interfere with his kavanah. However, the Mishnah Berurah comes along in Sif Katan Chav Gimel and he says, look, you don't have to do that. You know, you can't have in front of a wall and nothing else for everybody. L'chatchila, you shoot for having nothing interrupting you. And the Shulchan Aruch says, that, you know, similarly in the next Sif, the Shulchan Aruch says, don't daven behind somebody. Are you kidding me? How could you not daven behind somebody? And so the Mishnah Berurah says, that's impossible. And so therefore, right, you just need to be careful that you're not so on top of the other person that the other person is going to, his motions are going to interfere with yours. He's going like this and he's shuckling. And what's going to happen? You're worried that he's going to bang you and bang into you when he's moving backwards. Then you're not going to be paying attention to davening. So it sounds like if I were to carry those basic premises with me when I go ahead and answer the question of the smartphone, I would sound like, no offense, I'd be quick to assume that the smartphone also presents a difficulty, because it's certainly no less a distractor than having artwork on the wall. Maybe I should argue that I should not be able to use it in such a situation. Ah, but there's a solution to that. And what's the solution?
You got to turn the volume off and the sounds off, so nothing interrupts you when you're using the smartphone as a sitter.
Right. So my friend Rabbi Leibowitz agrees with you. He went one step further. There's something called airplane mode. If you put it in airplane mode, most of your apps don't work. So if you open it up and then you keep the sitter app in the airplane mode, you won't. The temptation of checking your email and all this other stuff goes out the window. And so maybe we could argue, at least in response to this particular point, we don't keeping it in airplane mode would not be a problem. How about the argument that you're not supposed to? You need to remember when you're davening, what's the most important thing to remember?
Da lifnei mi ata umed.
And who is that?
Ribono shel Olam.
Right? That's right. Now, if you're supposed to remember, Da lifnei mi ata umed, lifnei melech malchei amlachim hakadosh baruch hu, we have a responsibility to also act and carry ourselves in the same comportment that we would carry ourselves when we are standing in front of a king. In fact, this is in yeshivas, they talk about Reb Chaim. Like the ultimate symbol of knowledge is when you're able to understand something the way Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, the famous Rav of Brisk, the way he would understand things. So he was famous for making dichotomies, where he would look at some two things that look similar, draw a distinction between them, right? Or what we would call a Brisk or Chiluk. And then we would see how these two things are quite different. So Reb Chaim, when he talks about Kavana, he says there's a basic Kavana, and then there's a deeper kavana. The basic kavana is that a person has to know, I'm standing in front of Hashem right now. If you don't have this, the Rambam says, you may not daven. You're not ready to daven. Well, if I'm holding on to my smartphone, if I'm standing there holding on to my smartphone, and that's not the way that kings act, then maybe I shouldn't, maybe that's not the way people proceed, and maybe therefore I shouldn't be allowed to use my smartphone, right? As I stand in front of a king, and so therefore, you know, if you remember when Obama became president, there was a whole bubba misa because he wanted to use his BlackBerry. Do you remember that, Jeff? You remember? Yeah. And so they had a problem with it because they never had that question before, because nobody ever heard of a president who wanted to do his own touch tone and his own stuff. So they had a problem because apparently by law, every utterance of a president is supposed to be saved and put in the presidential library. So everything he wrote on his BlackBerry was supposed to be an issue. But until Obama became president, it was the derech of world leaders and malachim, et cetera, that they didn't have it. And so when you stood in front of them, you also didn't use it, right? It just wasn't the right way to proceed. It wasn't the right way to carry oneself. And so therefore, maybe if that's true in front of the King of Kings, right, maybe if that's true in front of kings and presidents, maybe that's even more true by other people. Someone told me that when he was in the White House recently for a Hanukkah party, they took away his smartphone, right? When you're with the president, you don't carry a smartphone. Well, if you're in front of God, maybe you shouldn't be carrying a smartphone either. Ah, but what's the problem with that logic? Any problem with the logic? Everyone agrees? You can't use smartphones for tefillah?
You can speak to God. You can't speak to the president.
Okay. Wait one second. I can speak to God, but maybe I shouldn't be using a smartphone. Like, isn't that worse than speaking? it looks like I care about God less than the president. No, but wait a minute. You have a good logical argument there, Jeff. Right? Work with it. Right? But my argument is, it's not the style to stand in front of kings holding smartphones. What's the answer to that?
No, it's not the style to stand in front of a king reading a book either.
Unless, of course, you're reading from a proclamation. So DeVore says, well, wait a second. That's not a fair logical argument, because maybe it becomes the style, right? You know, if it's the style to say, hear ye, I'm sure that also was never the style until somebody came in front of the king and said, hear ye. Are you trying to show us something? You know, maybe that does come into play, and maybe one needs to consider it and put it into a perspective. And so therefore, maybe it started out once upon a time that way, but it's not that way now. Maybe nowadays one is allowed to use the smartphone because people do travel that way. Maybe that's something we got as a result of that Obama situation when he became president. They found out a way that he could have a BlackBerry. Maybe that started to change the whole nature of everything. I certainly understand that the prince, the exiled prince of England, does have Facebook even, right? And he does have a smartphone. So maybe it is, maybe the rules change. Maybe yes, maybe no. I don't know, but at least there may be an argument back. How about the idea that people are going to look at you and think you're checking your email? I see you davening. Here you are. You're davening. And when you're holding a sitter, right? There's no question people don't think you're checking your email. But when you're davening from a smartphone, maybe people think you're not really paying attention that much. Is that a problem of Maris Ayin or Chashad? So, of course, the first question I have to ask you is, what's the difference between Maris Ayin and Chashad? So, Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe, or Chaim Chelek Beis Mem, points out that Maris Ayin means that people are going to see what you're doing. They're going to get the wrong reason for it. And they're going to assume, well, if Schwartz does it, if Strachan does it, if Wenger does it, if Ambinder does it, and Abraham does it, must be it's okay, I'm going to do it too. That's Maris Ayin. What's Chashad? People are going to walk around saying, we know it's wrong, and I see Schwartz doing it. So what does that tell me? Schwartz is an idiot. Schwartz is not as religious as he pretends to be. He should stop calling himself rabbi, right? That's the difference. So when you hear the phrase Maris Ayin, they're going to learn one thing. And when you learn chashad, that means they're going to accuse you. And both things are things that we're supposed to remove from ourselves. We should not be, we should not create situations of maris ayin, because we don't want to trip up other people. And by the way, as far as chashad is concerned, so every time we say benching, we say v'nimtza chen v'seichel tov v'enei elokim v'adam, right? So we have a responsibility to make ourselves look normal. So how about those issues, right? Right. Are you concerned about that? Yeah. Depends, probably, right? Depends. If I'm standing around a minion and everybody knows that I'm davening for the Amud, I'm nice and loud out loud, people are not going to get the wrong impression. They see I'm davening out loud, right? And also, how much do we have to be worried, when people know that there are sitter apps? Right? They know that there are sitter apps and it looks like I'm dominating. I'm not so sure everybody's going to be so concerned. So it is an issue, right? Especially today, because everyone's always worried that the ones around them are doing the wrong thing. That's the nature of our world, right? No matter what we're doing, we're obviously doing it wrong, right? But is that a reason enough to say no to the smartphone? I'm on a plane, right? I can't carry. What am I supposed to carry? A whole library with me? Here I have a whole process. So what is one supposed to do? So I mentioned my friend Rav Aryeh before. Rabbi Leibowitz wrote a book called Hakona Olamo. It's actually two volumes at this point. So when he discussed the issue of smartphones in Hakona Olamo, volume one, so he says, I think lahalacha, and he's talked to some of our rabbim, he says, maybe a person shouldn't use it lechatchila as a choice between a sitter and an app. Use a sitter. Why? Because all these other things come to light, yeah, it's a potential for distraction, and it creates certain visions in people's heads. But Rabbi Leibowitz says it's very tough to say that it's always Usser. When would it always be Usser? If you don't put it in airplane mode, because the temptation is heavy. And let me tell you, I can't speak for the rest of you, but for me, it's massively heavy. If I got the phone in my hand, I'm worried that it's going to all of a sudden be, I'm checking something else. In fact, one of the great challenges I've had, forget about the phone in my hand, when I daven in the room I'm in right now, just the very laptop that I'm on right now has been a tremendous temptation in the mornings. It's the laptop that I get to speak to everybody through every day, morning and evening. So it becomes a very big temptation. So the halacha, can I say you cannot daven from a smartphone? I don't think so. I think you can say that maybe it's not the greatest idea in the world, but if there's a need for it, then turn it into airplane mode and then go ahead and use the app. It'll help you in other ways as well. Everyone in agreement? Okay, so umbrellas, yes. Smartphones in airplane mode. Okay, I think we're going to stop here. We'll save the other question for another time. If you happen to know that Cohen, with the nursing home, it's a very fascinating Shaila. But on one foot, I'll tell you basically, the question is based around a principle called Cohen Shaharagas HaNefesh L'Yisas Kaplav, that a Cohen who kills somebody by accident should not dochen. But I'm sorry, whether he killed somebody, forget about by accident. That's actually part of the question. But here we have a much bigger basis for he doesn't even know if he killed anybody. And he certainly didn't do it using his hands, right? So maybe there's a basis under those circumstances, a very strong basis. I would tell that I told the guy in this situation, I didn't even understand the basis for the question. There's such a remote situation and such an opportunity to engage in Birkas Kohanim. There are a bunch of different reasons why I thought that he would be able to proceed. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll take this up in another week. Okay, everyone have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos, and we'll see everybody soon. Stay well, stay healthy. Be well.
God help me tomorrow, 5:30.
5:30.